The World Beyond Earth. Unmanned explorers and orbiters. People have always wondered about the mysteries of space. What lies beyond Earth? The moon, the stars, the planets, the unknown has captured our imaginations for thousands of years. There were many things that people believed to explain what they saw when they looked in the sky. Some ancient people believed that Earth floated in a glass ball, which was hung from the top of an enormous mountain. They thought that anyone who could climb high enough up one of Earth's mountains would be able to touch the inside of the glass ball. Today, we know much more about space because humans have traveled there. Yet our understanding comes from more than people spending time in space. Specially designed equipment, and even highly trained animals, are used to explore and investigate the fascinating universe beyond Earth. An unmanned orbiter, the Hubble Space Telescope. Ancient people believed that Earth might be inside a glass ball. Animals in space. In the early days of space travel, scientists knew nothing about how people would survive traveling there. Scientists decided to send animals into space to learn about the conditions humans might face once they left the safety of Earth. By studying the animals, the scientists were able to test what it was like to live without Earth's gravity and atmosphere. The animals were used to test equipment that would later be used for human spaceflight. Animals that survived a spaceflight provided information about how weightlessness would affect humans, what cabin designs would be safest, and how well a spacesuit would work. Dogs were the most common animal sent into space. They were good because their size, breathing patterns, and blood flow are similar to humans. A Soviet dog astronaut named Malishka. Scientists have used other kinds of animals for space travel experiments. Chimpanzees were sent into space because of their similarities to humans, and because they could be trained to perform tasks. Frogs orbited Earth to provide information for scientists on how the inner ear works. These flights helped scientists understand motion sickness. Monkeys, rats, mice, flies, fish, ants, snails, beetles, sea urchins, and hundreds of jellyfish are all animals that have traveled in space. Today, an animal is chosen for space travel based on the experiment that needs to be done. There are now very strict rules about taking animals into space. They must be treated with great care, and many people feel that animals should not be used in this way at all. Preparing a chimpanzee for space travel. Frogs helped scientists understand how the inner ear works. Animal reactions in space. Animals have reacted to space travel in different ways. Scientists found that fish and tadpoles swarm in circles rather than in straight lines. It was difficult for some baby mammals to get used to being in space because they moved away from each other. On Earth, they were used to crowding together for comfort and warmth. A comb of honeybees that were taken into space didn't know what to do at first. However, they did adjust, and they soon built a hive just like they would have on Earth. Mice adapted very quickly when they traveled on a spacecraft. After just a few minutes, they were floating in space, behaving almost the same as they would on Earth. Animals gave scientists the information needed to launch human space travel. Sadly, though, many also gave their lives. Tadpoles. Sent from Earth, deep space probes. Deep space probes are spacecraft that have many instruments on board, but no people. They are launched into space just like a rocket is, but they have more power than a rocket. Deep space probes need more power to push past the pull of Earth's gravity and allow them to move great distances to explore other planets in the solar system. Scientists enter most directions for the probe into its computer before it leaves Earth. Sometimes, though, changes have to be made once the probe is in space. Scientists can send changes to the probe's onboard computer from Earth, even though the probe may be millions of kilometers away. Space probes are used to send scientists information from space environments that are beyond the reach of human astronauts or are too dangerous for normal spacecraft. Jupiter and Galileo. Boeing Delta II launches into space, carrying the gravity probe B. What a deep space probe does. Deep space probes have orbited around nearly every planet in Earth's solar system, visited several groups of space rocks, and flown by comets, collecting samples. The first space probe to escape Earth's gravity was Luna 1. Luna 1 shot past the moon and instead ended up orbiting the sun. However, it did provide valuable information about outer space. It showed that there was no magnetic field around Earth's moon and that there was a solar wind in space. Some space probes can be directed to actually land on planets and moons. Before astronauts could land on the moon, space probes were sent to see if it would be possible. One probe had a shovel that dug into the surface of the moon to see how deep the dust was. If the dust were too deep, then astronauts would not have been able to land there. The Sun. Moon landings were made possible with the help of deep space probes. Moon rock. Space probes on Mars. The planet Mars has fascinated people for centuries. One of the main questions about Mars is whether there might be life on its dusty surface. Scientists believe that, next to Earth, Mars is the most likely planet to support life. To explore the mysteries of the red planet, U.S. scientists sent two space probes to land on Mars and find out whether simple life could exist there. These probes measured gases in the air and chemicals in the soil, but they didn't find any signs of life. Other space probes that have been sent to Mars have carried robotic machines. These machines travel around the surface of Mars, collecting scientific evidence. A camera records what they find and sends the pictures back to scientists on Earth. Space probes are an ideal way to explore space because they can reach places that humans can't. A robotic machine. Mars lander collecting samples. Orbiting satellites. Closer to Earth, in the space all around it, there are many objects orbiting the planet. These are called satellites. There are both natural and artificial satellites. Earth's moon is a natural satellite. Other planets have satellites too. The planet Saturn has more than 30 satellites or moons orbiting it. Other than orbiting Earth, artificial satellites don't have much in common with natural ones. They are built by people to do a wide range of jobs. Some help gather and send information. They help people forecast the weather, and they can relay telephone calls all over the world. Signals from satellites even give many people their TV service. Satellites can be amazingly powerful. Even though a satellite might be hundreds of kilometers above Earth, it can photograph a bird in a tree or measure the height of an ocean wave. Earth's moon. Satellite orbiting Earth. Photo of a hurricane taken by a weather satellite orbiting Earth. Space junk. After a while, all satellites stop working. Some completely burn up in space, but others don't. They become space junk. Space junk is any human-made rubbish that is left out in space. This junk hurtles around the planet at speeds of about 29,000 kilometers per hour. Although space junk is mostly small, its high speed can make it a threat to spacecraft. Even a tiny piece of paint could cause serious damage if it were to hit a speeding rocket. Scientists on Earth can track pieces of space junk that are cricket ball size or bigger, and space junk falling back into Earth's atmosphere can light up the sky like a natural meteor. Some space junk that zooms around. Nuts, bolts, gloves, old satellites, space probes, rubbish, remains of rockets. Nuts and bolts zoom at about 29,000 kilometers per hour. Satellites run the risk of crashing into space junk as they orbit Earth. Space junk on planets. Space junk has even been left on Earth's moon and on planets. On the moon, there are huge amounts of it. There are old moon buggies, parts of rockets, and even some golf balls. Some astronauts have left behind things they didn't need because they had to make room in their spacecraft for moon samples. Astronauts have left things such as flags to let others know that they have been there. Probes have also left space junk on Mars and Venus. Space junk that is left on planets could one day become a space museum or even a treasure. Telescopes, space eyes. Space telescopes are satellites in space that gather information about things, such as distant stars and galaxies, that have never been seen before. Space telescopes can take thousands of pictures a day. The Hubble telescope, launched in 1990, collects pictures and information and then sends them back to scientists on Earth. Space telescopes are the space eyes of scientists. They allow scientists to see amazing images of deep space. Through telescopes, scientists have seen galaxies that are billions of light years away. They have seen new stars forming, and maybe even other ancient solar systems. Space telescopes such as the Hubble can allow scientists to look back billions of years in time. Center of the Whirlpool Galaxy. Polishing the Hubble Telescope Mirror. Scientists view Hubble images of a comet crashing into Jupiter. What next? Scientists are always trying to go to new places, to reach out further into space. They are trying to invent new ways to explore the world beyond Earth. Could these dreams become real? A space elevator. An elevator on a cable stretching from Earth to a planet. A solar sail. A rocket moving through space with no engine, but with huge, thin sails. What next will be exploring, orbiting, and showing us the world beyond Earth? A solar sail. Index. Astronauts. Atmosphere. Chimpanzees. Computer. Dogs. Fish. Frogs. Galaxies. Gravity. Honeybees. Hubble telescope. Light years. Luna 1. Mice. Moon. Robotic machines. Saturn. Scientists. Solar sail. Solar system. Solar wind. Space elevator. Tadpoles.